Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Meta just proved people hate chronological feeds. Some social media users and lawmakers say chronological feeds are healthier. A new study found that Facebook and Instagram users who were forced to see time-ranked posts turned to TikTok instead. By Paresh Dave. For 3 months in late 2020, nearly 7,200 U.S. adults on Facebook and 8,800 on Instagram received a radically different experience than the service's billions of other users. When they scrolled through their newsfeed, Facebook and Instagram showed them the newest posts as determined by the clock, not those judged most relevant by an algorithm regardless of recency. The response was clear. Users served chronological feeds got bored quicker and were much more likely to decamp to rivals such as YouTube and TikTok. That result emerged from a multi-billion-dollar Meta-backed science project designed to study how Facebook and Instagram affected people's political attitudes during the 2020 U.S. presidential election campaign. The experiment's main purpose was to add empirical data to the ongoing debate about the role of Facebook and other social media in shaping political choices or even partisan-fueled violence. But the ancillary results showing that users were repelled by chronological feeds are perhaps more interesting. Instagram ditched a chronological option in 2016 over vocal user objections, but reintroduced it last year, same as Facebook. Some users prefer a chronological option to keep up with live events, and some lawmakers have raised it as an antidote to opaque ranking algorithms that can seal people into information bubbles or drive them toward harmful content. Yet the new data add to at least two internal Meta studies over the past decade that leaks show found displaying posts chronologically led people users to log off. The new results also suggest why, despite regulatory and political pressure, Meta has made it difficult to access alternatives to its standard algorithm-dominated feeds. The new data on Meta users' chronophobia come the same week Instagram added a reverse chronological feed option to its new Twitter clone Threads. That update may appease some Twitter exiles and live news addicts who have been loudly demanding it, but Meta surely will be monitoring closely to watch for signs of disengagement. If you think about it, the ranked feed is largely optimized for the consumption and engagement of the viewer, how much time they are spending and interacting, says Dean Eccles, a social scientist and statistician at MIT who has worked for Meta and testified to U.S. senators about feed design. Companies such as Meta and Twitter train their ranking systems to promote content similar to what users have dwelled, clicked, liked, or commented on in the past. Because that approach has proved very effective at holding attention, Eccles says, any intervention is going to reduce engagement. A spokesperson for Instagram did not respond to a request for comment. Facebook spokesperson Corey Chambliss says the service continually makes changes and improvements to its services. Meta's big 2020 election project included 17 separate studies, four of which were written up in peer-reviewed research papers recently published. The new data on chronological feeds came from one focused on feed effects published in the journal Science. A previous study published in 2021 that evaluated Twitter's feed ranking algorithm found it delivered fewer tweets with links to external websites than a chronological one, but that those shown were more likely to point to junk news or a biased source that could potentially harden users' existing political views. But in a new Meta study, the results came out okay for the platform. Though the thousands of users served the reverse chronological feed from September to December in 2020 encountered more political and untrustworthy content on Facebook and Instagram than users with the standard feed, the change did not significantly affect those users' political knowledge, attitudes, or behaviors such as likelihood of attending a protest or casting a ballot. Our findings rule out even modest effects, tempering expectations that social media feed ranking algorithms directly cause affective or issue polarization in individuals, 29 researchers across Meta and 19 universities in the US and Europe concluded. They cautioned that a bigger shift, like switching all users to a chronological feed or extending the study for longer, could have produced different results. This study just provides part of the picture, says Eccles, the MIT researcher not involved in the new study. More clear-cut was that seeing a chronological feed drove users to spend their time elsewhere online. Instagram app users forced to use a time-based feed increased their time on TikTok by 36% and YouTube by 20% on average, spending nearly 8 hours less on the app over the 3 months of the experiment. Facebook users on desktop browsers navigated to Reddit.com 52% more and YouTube.com 21% more. The affected users saw less content from friends and were less likely to like and comment on posts in their feed. If Facebook takes away your Snickers, you can still go to TikTok and eat Doritos, says Michael Wagner, a journalism and communication professor at University of Wisconsin-Madison who helped oversee Meta's 2020 election project. If you want to eat junk food, you're going to find more junk food, not some broccoli. An internal experiment at Facebook in 2018 that affected millions of users found similar results. People initially scrolled more, hunting for something interesting, before eventually deciding that it wasn't worth their time to keep checking back in. A comparable pullback happened in a 2014 test. The tech newsletter Big Technology and the Washington Post have previously reported on the internal experiments. The industry's predominant theory to explain such results is that for many users, chronological feeds are barren deserts if connections haven't posted recently, or become too frenzied to keep up with when users have large networks that post a lot. When Instagram defaulted to an algorithmic feed, it justified the move by saying users were missing 70% of new content, and it wanted to ensure what users cared about most showed up first. A survey of Twitter users a decade ago showed 66% of them couldn't get through all of the new content available to them on a time-ordered feed, and 70% considered most of what they did see to be irrelevant. Twitter took away the ability to view tweets in order in 2016 but restored it in 2018. There's been pushback to the past studies, with social media experts and critics saying that users would appreciate the chronological feed more if given more tools and time to tailor their experience. Chronological also doesn't necessarily mean the same thing across apps and studies. At this point, Instagram, its Thread app, Facebook, and Twitter all still offer options to see posts in order of recency, but it's not the default experience in any of them. TikTok doesn't even give the option, and pushing content purely algorithmically is widely seen as one reason for its success. In announcing Thread's chronological feed this week, Instagram boss Adam Mosseri, in a post on the service, said the launch was responding to your feedback, without specifying from whom. Privately, it might be safe to assume he's betting the feature won't catch on. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.